Anyway, when they came, as far as I can recall now, we had to use kerosene lights at that time. And I think we did have rent a power plant once or twice or something we needed. We use a power plant for lights, you know, sometimes, and for heating too. If we didn't have no wood, we could forget about, because we already know that anyway. Trying to make it like it was in California, because there's no way at that time, because no. Everything around here was just wood, mm-hmm. And all up and down, Christmas was no, just a wagon road and no houses, and all the windows was knocked out of them, nowhere speaking, and everything was open, no one was speaking, nobody steal nothing, nobody take nothing, and you leave your house wide open, cook what you want, forget it, just go on. Well, nobody take nothing out of it at all. Nobody, even the dogs, as I can recall, didn't go in there and get nothing. The bears didn't either.
Well, we didn't see no bears, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
So at the outset then, you built this house in South Fairbanks, and you lived there for a while, and your family joined you, and you were working construction.
That's right.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you about the work opportunities in the early 1950s. I think you have indicated to me that anyone who was willing to work could find a job up here. Would you talk up some more about that?
Well, I could say a lot about it, because everybody come up, they want to work, they work. And them that didn't want to work, they just wouldn't work. And so, different ones asked me questions, like from Stockton, California and Arkansas. My people say that. Different my friends say, you crazy, I wouldn't be up there. But I say, freezing to death. I don't know how you can live up there. Too cold. And when you're coming back home, and once you hurt them, come on back home. And to me, they talking to somebody that had no sense, because I was going to stay here. Because I always said, my home is where I can make the best living, make the most money.